breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of red deer velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrole norepinephrine and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. have the amazing Harley Schlanger from Lewis Foundation. And you got a new article. And, you know, I hope this advice percolates through to Trump because, you know, I, in the third hour, I'm going to go over some of the deficiencies of what's going on with Trump and some things he's doing good and some things are not good. We need to call it straight. What's going on? He needs to start doing something serious. Caputo, who's on Fox there last week, one of the people persecuted by the Mueller investigation, kind of wrecked his family and lost his job and his income, made a very stark statement that Christopher Steele from the British Intel Agency that was involved with this dossier from the Russians and the Democratic National Committee and his buddy have now accumulated well over $10 million. Whether it's book deals or other things, these guys are becoming multimillionaires. They're not wearing orange jumpsuits and going to jail. In fact, the encouragement means if Trump doesn't do something, this isn't going to stop. It's going to get worse. For example, right now, the tax thing they're going after with the Southern District of New York and everything else, this is not at all over, is it?
The attacks on him are not over. And we see that with your California buddy, Adam Schiff, who says that he knows that there was collusion and he's going to keep pursuing it.
Well, his last two letters of his name have been changed from F, me. I'm actually going to try to formally file to change the last two Fs to a T. Two Ts instead of two Fs. What do you think of that?
Well, the thing that, if you look at Schiff, he's not alone. You have Nadler who's pushing. You've got Schumer. You've got a number of people who are pushing on a number of fronts.
Yeah. We got Swalwell. Who now says he's even going to launch a presidential campaign the next week or two.
Well, you need a good joke once in a while.
I know. I mean, sometimes this is like, I need to get my popcorn, although I don't usually eat popcorn, and start, you know, or a popcorn substitute, let's say a keto substitute, because some of the stuff is almost humorous. It's so over-the-top crazy. But Trump needs to start becoming more Trumpian, doesn't he? He needs to take your advice.
Well, this is the issue. What I wrote about is that there are two things going on. One is you have the Democrats in particular and also a lot of the media who are continuing to go with the theme that the Russians interfered in the election and that on some level Trump was involved in it. Now, that in itself isn't going to go too far because there's no evidence. But at the same time, you've got another problem, which is that the fact that the accusations against Russia have not been confronted and put down, overturned, means that there will continue to be attacks on Russia.
Those are really bad for three reasons. The first one is it doesn't allow us to start trade so we can actually work something out with regard to NATO and trade. The second is Russia is taking a paranoid position that we're getting ready just for some kind of military attack on them. And the third issue is we're driving the Russians into the arms of the Chinese. I mean, this is not good in the long run, even after Trump's presidency is over, even if he gets another term. It's really bad to do this. I mean, if you're trying to work out something so that in the future you don't have a conflict and you have trade and you have some kind of collegiality, the Democrats and the Rhino Republicans are doing everything they can to make sure that some future date we're going to have a big conflict with Russia, and they're becoming justifiably paranoid of us. How's that?
Bill, let me go through a bit more of the picture, because it's the third point you made I don't think is a problem. Russia and China are natural allies, just as China and Russia are natural allies with the United States. So I'm not worried about Russia and China working together. Here's the bigger problem. You have the ongoing attack on Russia coming from within the Trump administration, people like Bolton, Pence, and Pompeo. Now, they're ganging up with the Democrats. The Democrats are also saying that Trump is soft on Russia. The U.S. just put out a statement today. I don't know where this came from. I think the State Department. The U.S., the British, and the French put out a statement saying it's 2 years ago that you had the first major Syrian chemical weapons attack by Assad. A year ago, there was a second one. This cannot be allowed to happen again. You know, this, the same old lies that are coming out.
Yeah, but we know that those are lies even from the White Hats that were exposed as being liars.
But that's
and functionaries
of
the British intel,
Bill,
right?
Bill, that's not the point. The point
exactly.
is, why are people in the Trump administration continuing to say these things? Now, let me finish this point, because this is the important point I want to get to.
Exactly, yeah.
Something happened the last couple of days which has not gotten a lot of publicity. But the head of NATO, Jens Stoltenberg, one of these paperclip guys who somehow thinks he's a military hero,
right.
was given a military hero's welcome by a joint session of the Congress. Usually, the Congress doesn't hold a joint session for anyone but a head of state. Here you have the guy who's the head of NATO, which is a collapsed so-called defense security operation, who met with Trump beforehand. And Stoltenberg went into a big attack on Russia. Russia's aggressive, Russia in Ukraine, Russia in Georgia, Russia in Crimea, and on and on and on. And he said, so we're having the 70th anniversary of NATO. We're doing this to protect the West from Russia. And Trump was asked, well, what do you think about the security risks from Russia? And Trump said, well, I don't really think there are security risks. I think we should have a good relationship with them. So in spite of the attempt to rope him in to saying something negative about Russia, he didn't fall for it.
Well,
then Stoltenberg
There's two sides to this, though.
Let me just finish, Bill.
Yeah.
Then Stoltenberg then went before the Congress and gave a raving speech about how we're standing together, NATO and the United States as a part of NATO, to make sure that Russia is stopped. Now, the 2 days before that, there was an op-ed in the Washington Post by the British Foreign Secretary saying, Britain has been shaping the world for centuries. That will continue after Brexit.
Right.
So you have this British offensive. That's why Mrs. LaRouche was making the point that Trump has to continue to expose the British.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about that. But let me show another side to this. And I'm going to pretend I'm on the Russian side, okay? Since the Second World War and since the fall of the Soviet Union, we've expanded NATO, which was never intended to be on the back doorstep of Russia. NATO now has Poland and Ukraine, and in fact what we've done is we've given tank-killing missiles to the Ukrainians and the Chocolate King, which actually is the prostitution and drug king, has taken over a non-elected position as the director of Kiev with the help of our State Department. And the duly elected president was removed from office, okay, driven from office. The Russians now know that we have advanced not only regular but space-based weapons, and the F-35 fighter was not a joint strike fighter. It's a stealth bomber that could drop 6,600 kilograms of nuclear material in any country. It's now in refurbishment under Trump, which means when it comes back out, now we're not going to sell them anymore to Turkey. So Turkey's decided to make a deal to buy airplanes and technology from Russia. What's going on now? Russia is becoming justifiably paranoid. Now, October of 2017, a year and a half ago, they actually did a war game simulation with one quarter of the entire Russian population, 40 million people, doing a simulation of a nuclear attack by the West, Europe, and America on Russian cities and towns and military bases. Russia, if you look from the Russian side, is just plain paranoid. On the other side, Russia has set up advanced weapons that violate the INF Treaty in Kaliningrad, and they have also set up the long-range runways in Punta Huerta, Nicaragua, and La Archila Island to put intermediate-range nuclear missiles, which is violating the Monroe Doctrine, which we had, which we wouldn't let any major power set up on our back doorstep. So we have basically a kind of detente, a tit-for-tat thing going on. If we were actually collaborating with the Russians, they would probably pull out of La Archila Island, and it would be not so paranoid. If you look on the Russian side, they're justifiably scared out of their mind about what the West's intentions are against them. And they also are very aware from even just the top end, because I remember I had above top secret clearance, so I know what kind of missile and weapon systems we have in space, which the Russians don't have a defense against. For example, on July 10th, 1994, a four-star general told me 2 miles underground at Schriever Air Force Base, we have space-based weapons that are not missiles that we can scan a city like Beijing and kill everybody in it without peeling the paint from the walls or wilting flowers in the window. So the Russians are, we also have scalar technology to set up superstorms, set off earthquakes and volcanoes. We did 5 years ago in China to kill 250,000 people in an underground base in western China with no warning whatsoever. We killed about 80,000 children, by the way, with these weapon systems I know from my classified sources. And the Chinese and the Russians are justifiably paranoid. Now, they are building up weapons on the South China Sea, but what I see happening is the New World Order, if you want to call it, and the PNAC people and these other guys in the West are justifiably scaring the hell out of anybody of any major power like Russia and China out of their skin. So I can see their side of it. But on the other side, we have weapons that are also being put into our sphere of influence. And you can see what's going on here. If somebody makes a mistake, bad things can happen. Now, the solution is things like Belt and Road, that should be international, not just China, and trade. The Silk Road, which was set up thousands of years ago, was one of the reasons why China never invaded, because they traded with us. My great-grandfather owned the largest caravan that traveled from Damascus, Syria, and his family for thousands of years, the Bashas, between Damascus and China. And my great-great-grandmother walked from Damascus to China twice a year. So I know what's going on. I have Mongolian blood in my blood. I have Hebrew and Jewish blood. I've got Cohenic blood from Moses. And I can tell you, knowing what the Middle East is and China, they had never had any intentions of invading the West. It was only Genghis Khan, who was, you know, the Mongols, decided to invade and went to Paris. But the Chinese never had any intention of doing that. And to be honest with you, I don't think the Russians either. I don't think Russia has any intention of trying to invade and taking over Europe. So this paranoia was been fed by the British, which is, by the way, ones who set up the revolution in Russia and China were all managed by the British over the last century. This disaster that's destroyed a lot of people, probably, I think, over 150 million people, by the rise of Soviet communism and Marxism. Marx was a British librarian. He actually wrote his documents from British Library from high-level Masons who put these documents together. People don't realize it's all British intel that's manipulating the world stage, isn't it? It's gross.
So, Billy, you can let me talk a little?
I do. I want you to hear my point of view, but if you look at the Russian side, you can see why they're justified, right?
There are things that are happening that actually change the situation.
And right.
Just now, there was a press conference that President Trump gave with the Chinese Premier Liu He.
Oh, yeah, Liu He, yeah.
In it,
yeah.
They talked about the importance of the breakthroughs that are being made on the China-U.S. negotiations.
Right.
But one of the things that came up was the question of defense spending. And
right.
Trump made the point that we are spending way too much on defense. He said China and Russia are being forced by the same logic to spend their money that they shouldn't be spending on defense, and we need an agreement so that we start cutting this back. Now, the point I'm trying to make is that President Trump does not want to have an arms race. He doesn't want to have a fight with Russia and China, but there are people in his administration who are attacking Russia
oh,
and
yeah.
China.
Absolutely.
Let me finish. John yeah. Bolton gave a speech at the Heritage Foundation in December attacking right. China and Russia for their policy in Africa.
Right.
Now, how is it that building bridges, roads, railroads, hospitals, and factories is a threat in Africa, is a threat to the United States? That's what Bolton and Pence and Pompeo are saying. Now, here's the point. That goes directly against Trump. So my point in the article that I wrote that we started
right.
talking about
right.
is that now that Trump is freed of the stigma of Russiagate, that it's clear that he was not manipulated
right.
by Putin or controlled by Putin, he has the opportunity to go ahead and work with the Russians and the Chinese. And he's said he's going to
have absolutely.
Meetings with both Putin and Xi in the near future.
Exactly.
So how do you, on the one hand, go in that direction, and then on the other hand, unleash these hounds like Bolton and others to attack the very countries you claim are going to be our partners? How do you allow someone
exactly.
to say these are our strategic
well,
adversaries when Trump is saying they're our partners? So
well,
that's why we're telling Trump it's time for him to make a break with the people who he thought he needed when he was in trouble because of Russiagate.
Well, I think part of the problem is if he took your advice, he'd get rid of Pompeo, Bolton, and all the other globalists that are surrounding him. He'd have different options, and he'd have a direct communication with LaRouche and also people of common sense and decency that wanted defense of Earth and shared missile defense like LaRouche mentioned back at the time of Ronald Reagan. No one should fear in any country a nuclear missile coming in with a nuclear warhead, a chemical biological warhead, or geotectonic weather warfare from space. No one should be fearful of advanced technology like drones and robots and cyborgs killing their warriors. Right? Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutriMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A+ to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2-plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega-3 Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2-plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mixed power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Cardiovasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses. Hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels. Valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic. Milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart. And bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 115 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get Nutramedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at Nutramedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with Nutramedical. Organization, you know, Harley Schlanger, we got to get him in jail somehow. Okay, Harley, I pontificated there. I want to hear your point of view because I really think that if Trump started to listen to you, you and your organization might be in a lot more danger from the globalists and the British than we think. Because you mentioned just on the break here that many of your colleagues actually went to jail, including LaRouche, for, I think, was in jail 5 years. Yeah, I think he had a 15-year sentence and he got, released after five. But this should have never happened. This is an example of going against the British and the FBI. Yeah, persecution.
It was run by the same people who ran Russiagate.
Exactly.
In fact, Bob Mueller was one of the people who was on the Get LaRouche task force. William Weld, who's thinking of running against Trump for president on the Republican ticket, was the person who coordinated the Get LaRouche task force for the Justice Department. And it was run by insiders like John Train, who is someone who no one ever heard of, but he's one of the leading coordinators of the what you might call the military industrial complex.
Wow.
Now, the point is that we know this from the inside. We fought it out in the early 80s. LaRouche was brought in by Ronald Reagan because he was writing and lecturing repeatedly from 1977 forward about the danger of nuclear war and about the way to resolve it being developing new physical principles that could be deployed in weapons, pulse weapons, electron beam weapons, and so on.
Right.
That could make nuclear weapons impotent and obsolete. Reagan liked that idea. He brought LaRouche in. LaRouche worked with people like Lowell Wood, who was a protege of Edward Teller, to devise this system. And Reagan sent him to negotiate with the Russians. Now, all of that is factual and has come out in courts. Now, what happened then is that the British sent a letter to the FBI in 1982 saying, you'd better do something about LaRouche because we think he's a Soviet agent. In other words, the British line was that Reagan was deploying a Soviet agent to work with the Soviets. Ronald Reagan had some very highly qualified intelligence people around him. Judge William Clark, who was the National Security Advisor. You know, I don't agree with everything Bill Casey did, but he goes back to Wild Bill Donovan and the creation of the OSS in World War II.
Right.
These are the people who vetted LaRouche and brought him in. So what happened is you had a section of the intelligence establishment that said, we cannot have Reagan talking to the Russians and having a detente policy.
Right.
So we've got to get rid of LaRouche. Now, over the course of the next 5 years, there were a series of actions, including legal cases. But the most dangerous was October 6th, 1986, when 400 armed military people, including SWAT teams, National Guard, were sent to surround the farm where LaRouche was living outside of Leesburg, Virginia. They raided our offices in Leesburg. They arrested about 20-something people. They ended up putting close to 30 of my associates in prison, some of whom were given 80-year sentences, supposedly for illegal fundraising. Now, most of these were knocked down dramatically, but there were people who spent close to 8 to 10 years in prison because of the work that we were doing with Ronald Reagan and with the attempt to put an end to the danger of nuclear war.
Right.
So we know this whole Mueller operation from the inside. We know it's not a U.S. organized, and it means GCHQ, which is the British equivalent of the National Security Agency, and it means MI6. And MI6 has a deployment inside the United States, as well as around the world, but inside the United States with complete sharing with the CIA and with the NSA. Now, this is where Russiagate started in 2015, when Hannigan, the head of GCHQ, came to Washington, met with Brennan. Now, here's the first anomaly.
Right.
Why would he meet with Brennan when his actual counterpart was General Rogers over at NSA? Well, because Brennan has been on a British line his whole career, which is British-Arabist line.
And by the way, Brennan and Obama are like twins separated at birth. I mean, these guys are tight.
Yeah, they were very close. Brennan may have been Obama's controller, for all I know.
Right.
But the important thing is that they went to Brennan. Brennan then got Clapper in on this, and then the two of them went to James Comey, who appears to be quite an incompetent fellow overall, but one who was brought into this operation. And they already had Peter Strzok, Andrew McCabe, Bruce Orr, whose wife Nellie Orr worked with the Fusion GPS firm that was hired by the Democratic National Committee to draft the Steele report.
And by the way, Steele has been used on many other cases, by the way. It's not the first time that Steele was brought in to go to the FISA court with false documents. Please continue.
Well, actually, beyond the FISA court, Steele filed over 100 reports on Ukraine during the lead-up to Maidan. Steele was one of the people who was operating with the neo-Nazi groupings, the Azov Brigade and others in Ukraine, that pulled off the Maidan coup.
By the way, the Ukrainian Nazis were worse than the German or Austrian Nazis during the Second World War. I've talked to people who survived the camps, and the Ukrainian camps run by the Ukrainians were worse than the Nazis in anywhere else in the so-called Nazi regime.
This was done by a guy named Stefan Bandera, who just had a street named after him in Kiev. This is who Victoria Nuland was working with. Victoria Nuland was the Eastern Europe State Department official under Hillary Clinton, who is married to Robert Kagan, who is one of the PNAC people, the hardcore neocons. Robert Kagan used to go to dinner at Obama's house once a month, at the White House, rather.
Right.
So you had this gang of neoconservatives working with neo-Nazis in Ukraine to pull off a coup.
Right.
Now, why do you think Manafort was targeted the way he was? Because he knows the real story there.
Right.
And had Manafort stayed with Trump, and Trump would have been, had Manafort not been a casualty, and in a sense, look, Manafort probably did some shady financial dealings, but these are the typical kinds of dealings that are always done by consultants, and they never get charged.
It's SOP, standard operational procedure. All these consultants do these things. He's the first one charged under this law. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but the reason he was charged is because he knows the actual story of what went on in Ukraine.
Right. And by the way, the Ukraine thing is real dangerous. I remember 5 years ago, the Donbass kids on videos saying, please don't shell us. These are civilian populations being shelled by Western Ukrainians with the help of the State Department, giving them weapons and support to make sure they could actually kill civilians in Eastern Ukraine, including the Donbass kids, right? Please continue.
Well, at this NATO summit that's going on right now in Washington, D.C., the celebration of 70 years of NATO, there is a discussion underway of sending in naval vessels into the Kerch Strait, which is officially recognized as Russian territorial water.
What the hell? You're talking about they want to put our NATO vessels in the Kerch Strait, which is actually Russian territory, and there's one bridge that connects it to the to their reacquired territory, which are 95% Russian. This is craziness, isn't it?
Well, this is what Stoltenberg was saying to the U.S. Congress, and the U.S. Congress was cheering him like a bunch of madmen on the way to war. So this is why Trump has to take a step back and look at the role of the British. I mean, besides, I mentioned earlier that Jeremy Hunt had this op-ed in the Washington Post about how the British have shaped the world we live in, and they're going to continue to do so.
Yeah.
Chatham House had an article. Chatham House is the, the Royal Institute of International Affairs. Its official head is the Queen of England.
Right, and the Chief Reptile, right? Chief Reptile?
Yeah. They had an article about how the British invented NATO and that NATO's run into problems recently. It's going to be up to Britain to reinvent it. So under these circumstances, you have the British intelligence community, which is one with the British financial community,
right?
City of London, dictating the terms to the president. Now, to his credit, President Trump sat there listening to Stoltenberg, and then afterwards he said, well, I don't agree. I think we should have a good relationship with Russia. Now, if he wants to do that, and he should, and I think the American people would support it, he's got to go fight for it in his own cabinet, and that means getting rid of the people who are undermining him and sabotaging.
Exactly. In other words, you have to have a short list of people that need to be fired. Pompeo, we call Lightning Bolt, Bolton, and others need to get
well,
the heck
Elliot
out of
Abrams,
there.
Who's now
Elliot Abrams.
On Venezuela, Abrams was thrown in prison briefly for his role in Iran-Contra in the George Bush operation that was lying to get around congressional law,
even his new AG, Barr has been involved with some very bad stuff in the past. I don't think he's going to set up a parallel investigation to start going after the hunters that have been going after Trump. The problem is that unless he does fire all these people, he's still not going to be protected. He's getting bad advice from globalists. And they're not just on the left or on the right. And these globalists have no intentions of following his thing. They're going to follow the lead of GCHQ and the British Intel and Five Eyes, which are, by the way, they spy on each other. So it doesn't matter if it's Australian or Zealand. I think it was Australia that had somebody that was actually meeting with some of the people that got knocked off and threatened to be put in prison because they were part of this Five Eyes, this scheme to try to actually...
The key person was Alexander Downer.
Right.
Who was the former Australian ambassador to the United Kingdom.
Right.
Who then was sent back as the High Commissioner. And this is, of course, in the Commonwealth. Downer was the person who essentially met with George Papadopoulos.
Right.
And got the story from Papadopoulos about Russian... Or anyway, Downer says Papadopoulos told him that the Russians have documents on Hillary Clinton. Papadopoulos said that's not true. Papadopoulos was told this by another British operative named Professor Mifsud.
Right.
So you have the
By the way, Mifsud has disappeared into the woodwork, hasn't he? Mifsud.
Well, Mifsud has disappeared. They think he may be dead somewhere.
Right.
But Downer is still alive, and Downer was the person who met with John McCain's emissary and gave him the Christopher Steele report when it was still only in the hands of the FBI. Now, I say only. Steele gave the FBI the report in Rome in July 2016.
Right.
The FBI then used the Steele dossier to falsely claim that they have a basis for surveillance of the Trump campaign before the FISA court.
Right.
But they never told the FISA court that the dossier was prepared by an MI6 operative paid for by the Clinton campaign. So this was a fraud before the FISA court by the FBI. Now, I'm going through all this. This is not new material, this part.
No, but you're putting all the dots together, which is good. Please continue.
Well, we have to make the point for people to understand that you're dealing with a treason faction in the U.S. intelligence community that did consult and collude with a foreign power, but not with Russia, but with the British.
Right.
And the Russians that were talked to, who were part of Steele's investigation, were all part of the British infiltration of Russian intelligence.
Right.
So the British manipulated this thing just as they set up the Skripal affair to accuse the Russians of using chemical weapons inside Britain, just as the British used the white helmets to claim that Assad was gassing his people and so on.
Right.
As soon as long as this British operation is allowed to continue, we're on a path toward sleepwalking to World War III.
And by the way, it might happen a lot sooner than we think. I mean, Paul Craig Roberts, I think you mentioned another expert in Germany, suggested we could have World War III as early as this year. I mean, this is not something that could be decades down the road.
No, we could.
This is really dangerous, isn't it?
That's why this material about the British has to get out. If you're going to post it on your website, your listeners should download it and get it around.
Yeah, you send it over to me and I'll get it posted up. People need to know. This is the other side, and LaRouche Foundation is deep in this. You've seen this decades before it even happened, with even 9/11 and all the players there, and the players now with this scheme. But if they have their way, like, for example, Bolton suggested, you know, carpet bombing Venezuela to try to drive the Russians out, this is nuts. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag, but get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Mag are an amazing combination. Combine contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress to Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10 the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol for Dr. Bill Deagle is the highest quality available in the world, and very importantly, should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter-free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetoline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. These protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This is amazing. Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with your provided nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. And welcome back. So, Harley, you're making some really good points today, and I think people need to see the two sides of this perspective. And if we're going to move toward a dialogue where we have a defense of Earth from incoming apophis 10 years from now, or the collapse of the magnetosphere caused by a pole shift, or issues such as just biospheric changes, not global warming caused by humans, but by natural things that occur, including a coronal mass ejection from the sun, or just technology. You got to stop polluting the oceans with pollution and simply recycle everything. But technology should be pushed toward making the Earth a more stable place, and which is why it was very brilliant that LaRouche talked about the idea of sharing missile defense, so nobody needs to worry about an incoming missile or geotectonic or scalar weather-based satellite weapon. These weapons basically should be called, not, you know, Defense Department, should be called not even the Department of War, but the Department of Offense and Death. If they call them the Department of Death, people say, oh, gee, I don't know if I want to invest in that. But they don't. And what you're saying is common sense and decency. And we're not going to survive off planet Earth to terraform Mars or spread across the galaxy if we don't get our act together here, are we?
President Trump made a very important announcement today. I mentioned a little bit of this in the segment before, but I just saw the whole thing. What he talked about is, and this is with the Chinese Premier Liu He, who was in for meetings with Lighthizer, the trade representative, and then afterwards he went in to meet with Trump. And on the trade deal, just so people know this, they're talking about wrapping this up within 4 weeks. Now, Trump said it's not definite that it will happen. There's still some problems, but the Chinese have come a long way. The U.S. has made some concessions. And Trump said he's looking forward to getting this done and meeting with President Xi Jinping. Now, then in the context of that, someone asked Trump if he had anything to say about this being the 40th anniversary of, I assume it was Nixon or whenever the United States fully recognized China.
Right.
And Trump said, 40 years, huh? Well, you know, we could be doing a lot of good things together. And then
right.
He went through the defense budget, the U.S. defense budget, how much we're spending. And he said, Russia and China are spending an enormous sum also. And then Trump said, wouldn't it make more sense if we worked together and used that money instead of building weapons of destruction, if we worked on some common problems together? And he asked Premier Liu what he thought of that, and the premier said he thinks it's a good idea. Now, this is diplomacy out in the open, just as Trump was trying to negotiate with President Putin in Helsinki,
right,
where he was saying to Putin, we don't want a new arms race. That will destroy our nations. Even if we don't have a war, it destroys us because it takes money away from education and health care and infrastructure. So
right.
The president's commitment is in the right direction. Now, when I talk about this, it's not to praise Trump or to tell people I'm a Trump loyalist and I'm with Trump come hell or high water.
Exactly.
It's that I want to see these policies implemented, but I know they won't get implemented unless two things happen. One is that Trump has to be more open in talking to the American people about what he's trying to do. For example, he sent out a tweet 2 weeks ago about the British role in setting up Russiagate. He then went on to talk about the importance of finding out who paid for the dossier, who paid for these things, who was behind it. All that's well and good, but he should then follow it up by telling people what he knows. We've heard over and over the lies from the Mueller report. How about what Trump actually knows as the president, the role
right.
of the British, and so on?
I bet he does know. I bet he knows that if you had a dialogue with him, I'm sure 95% of the points you're mentioning today he knows about, doesn't he?
Well, he does know about it. There's no question. But the question then comes up, is he prepared to trust the American people enough to organize them to back him?
Right.
And he did it during the campaign. He was explicit over and over in the campaign about wanting to work with Putin. And this is, of course, why the Democrats decided to use the Russia issue as the way to counter him. by saying he's a puppet of Russia, that, that Putin has sexually compromising tapes of Trump with prostitutes in hotels and all this nonsense. Now, the point is that the American people, I think, are sick and tired of the slander and the smears involving Russiagate. At the same time, the American people are not happy with the idea of fighting more wars.
Right.
They're not happy with having an establishment which thinks they're a bunch of idiots that will accept lower standard of living while the bankers and the these financial swindlers are getting bailed out.
Well, we'll just look at the cost of health care. I mean, I know everybody's kind of machinating over it. I don't want to lose my insurance. But why don't we have a social safety net to make sure we have affordable housing, good food for everybody, no homeless people, and not veterans that are basically starving to death, and we have a system that doesn't control the cost of health care or provide it for you? We got the richest country in the world, but we spent like $700 billion last year on military. It's nuts,
well,
isn't it?
We don't have care
for our people that are sick, elderly, or the unborn. It's craziness.
But this is what he has to talk to the American people about, and the American people have to fight for these policies. And that's why what we do at LaRouche PAC is we don't just do exposés and this one's bad, that one's bad, oh, this
exactly.
is a good policy. We put out documents every single day giving people an update on the strategic fights, how things have moved. For example, we didn't talk about it at all tonight, but what the Italians are doing. The Italians are taking the leadership in the world, not just for working with the Chinese, but for breaking with the crazy policy of the European Union. So we put this material out every day at LaRouchePAC.com so people can read it and take it into their workplace, take it into the discussion into their families, with their friends, and actually make the American people an educated, passionately committed population. The same way the Founding Fathers did at the time of the American Revolution, when Hamilton was writing the Federalist Papers that led to barroom brawls over people arguing about questions of republic versus democracy.
Right.
Should there be life terms or term limits? You know, these were the kinds of things that people argued about, and that's why we had a great Constitution. Now, today, people read the preamble to the Constitution, and if you just read it to them and ask them what they think that is, they say they think it's communist because it talks about the general welfare. Well, the concept of the general welfare or the common good was hotly debated in the American colonies because people wanted to come up with an idea of what should government do. Should we give government power to do everything, or should the government have some responsibility to provide something for the people? And if the government is going to do that, who's going to hold the government accountable? The
right.
people.
Right. Well,
so that's why the
government doesn't need to have an overall plan even for health care. It needs to have a plan so that the people that fall off the edge, for example, pre-existing conditions or can't even afford to have health care, or their deductibles are so high they never get to their insurance, like the ACA. They don't want to call it the unaffordable health care plan anymore. And then we don't talk about how much money we're spending on the military. When even socialist countries with tiny budgets like Canada have health care, now it's not as good as American because 75,000 to 80,000 Canadians come to America for treatment. Look at our buddy, the big rock star, how he's getting heart surgery in New York. It's because the very best of the best is here. Now, if they do it wrong and the Democrats take over, they'll destroy that. And a lot of health care will just go bankrupt or disappear. So, you know, you got to do it properly, like getting rid of malpractice and going to mediation and allowing cross-border competition with insurance carriers and getting control of drugs, allowing the new advance of technology so people can get early access to...
This is why I'm urging people to go to our website so they
right.
can engage in study of these issues and
right.
then become citizen leaders.
Right.
I mean, the idea that we have a population that argues about all sorts of things, but... You know, they're manipulated by a media that lies, by politicians
oh, yeah.
that lie, by pharmaceutical companies that lie, seed companies that lie.
And they're also manipulated on the left and on the right. I see both. I mean, I even see it
exactly.
on Fox News, where they're manipulated by even statements by even people that were ultimately good, like Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham and Hannity. They manipulate and say things, and I'm thinking, that doesn't make sense. Why are they saying that? You know,
they're really... though there really isn't a left and a right, this is a fiction.
Right.
Because when you look at the policies, you find Schumer and Mitch McConnell agree on about 80% of things.
Right.
Paul Ryan was going along with Harry Reid on most of what he was doing. The idea of left and right is used to manipulate the dummies, because the real issues are more profound than that. The issues of what is a human being, what is the source of wealth in a society. No one talks about these things. The source of wealth in a society is a creative population that's educated and that's committed to the future. And one of the things LaRouche always emphasized is that when you make policy, you start by thinking about the question, where do we want to be in 50 years?
Right.
How often is that a consideration? When John Kennedy was running for president, he was talking about what America would look like in the year 2000. That was in 1960 he was talking about that.
Right.
We used to have leaders who had that kind of vision. Abe Lincoln, when he was launching the financial programs that allowed the railroads to crisscross the country, was talking about what America would look like in 1900. Now, today, people are talking about, what are we going to do next week? What's my stock going to do in the next 12 hours? So we've lost the sense of fighting for a future. And as a result, people tend to live lives of soap operas as opposed to citizens in the leading force for good on the planet.
Well, yeah, in other words, people are planning on how their portfolio is doing next year or next month. They're not worried about whether or not they'll be even in the future 2 years or 5 years or 10 or 20 years from now. And then I hear nutballs on the other side, clueless ones like AOC, that say if we don't do what the UN says for climate control, which is not 100% scientists. In fact, I have on my show regularly, at least twice a month, top climatologists on my program, Dr. Tim Ball. And I was one of the charter members of Greenpeace almost 50 years ago, and an oceanographer before I went into medicine. I can tell you, they don't want to debate the real facts. And there's real solutions. There's technical solutions to all these problems, whether it's power generation or clean energy or smokestacks that don't generate pollution from using, low sulfur coal like in Wyoming. I mean, there's a technical solution to every one of these, including a technical solution to protect the Earth from, say, coronal mass ejection of the sun or an asteroid coming. We need to be using deep space technology to divert things like that so it doesn't come near Earth. But the problem is we should be collaborating with nations like Russia and China to do that. Now, we got 10 years before it comes. It's in deep space now. We have issues that we need to do to protect the Earth from climate change and natural cycles that it could be very catastrophic, but we're not ready for it, are we?
Well, Bill, I'm appealing to your listeners to go to LaRouchePack.com and make that a regular practice.
Right.
Look at our videos, read the articles, and treat yourself as though you're a statesman who's responsible for the future, because every one of us should have that attitude.
In fact, that's what you're really saying is the most important thing. Lack of legal action, that's why we have the How to Win in Court protocol, the lack of action to actually email and contact your senators, congressmen, and politicians to have some sense of common sense toward these politicians so they can't jabber about foolish things like Swalwell and Schiff and people on the right, too. Even Marco Rubio, and he makes statements that are so inflammatory, he's not trying to work out the solution to it, even if there's some issues on the other side. They're actually trying to inflame it.
He's out to undercut President Trump.
Rubio, right,
McConnell, most of the leading Republicans that we hear about are running operations against Trump.
Exactly.
Expectation that they'll get a Democratic president in 2020 that will enable them to take more houses, seats in the House and the Senate than 2022.
Oh, boy. Crazy stuff, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is gonna be really bad. And these people are only interested in their own little cadre of control rather than worried about fellow Americans or the world. Very bad, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. Amazing show today.